Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to continue sharing with you today on the subject of healing. Now, if you're going to be successful in seeing healing, you must know your authority. And of course, you have to know who is causing all of this sickness and disease. It is a work of the devil. Remember in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all. And what was their problem? Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Sickness and disease is oppression of the devil. We can see it in other scriptures. Job 2:7. Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. In Matthew 12:22, here's one who was possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him. How did he do this? He cast out the spirits. Mark 9:17. Here's the man who had a dumb spirit. Jesus cast the spirit out of this guy, and he was healed. In Mark 9:25, here we see where he commanded him to come out in the name of Jesus. He spoke to him as the dumb and deaf spirit, and he commanded him to come out, and this man was healed and set free. In Luke 13:11, here's a woman that had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. She was bowed together and could no wise lift up herself. And Jesus called her to him and said to her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. He released healing power to flow into her through the laying on of hands. Sometimes just casting out the spirits brings forth a healing. We see this with the blind and the dumb and the deaf and different cases in the Word of God. But sometimes you have to deal with the spirit and release healing. See, deliverance, which is casting out of the evil spirits, gets rid of the spirits that are the root cause of the problem. And of course, how does Satan work? He's not everywhere at once. There's only one of him. How does he work to cause these problems? He works through evil spirits that serve him. And how do they get into a person? They come in from inheritance, from the inherited generational iniquity curses. Remember that the iniquity curses, the iniquity of the fathers, are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Inherited generational iniquity curses are coming down the inheritance line, and they manifest at some point in a person's life. But when did they come in? They came in at the time of conception. You know, Lamentations 5:7 says, "Our fathers have sinned that are not, and we have borne their iniquities." They're there from the day of conception, but they can manifest at some point in time. These are the work of evil spirits that come in from the inherited generational iniquity curses. They're there from day one. Most of the time, though, the problems are dormant for quite some time, especially when it deals with sickness and disease, because as our body gets weaker and weaker over time, as it's decaying, and we get later in life, that's when these spirits are able to manifest the particular disease that's come down the inheritance. Of course, you can get set free from the inherited generational iniquity curses by casting out the spirits and drive them out so they will not be able to manifest the problem in a particular person's life. And so it's important that we realize that spirits need to be cast out. And of course, how does Satan work? He works through the evil spirits. You know, how does he cause cancer? And we've had 20 people healed of cancer. We've ministered to directly, and people that have used our cast out cancer tape and drove out spirits and been set free. How did this happen? They acted upon the word of casting out the spirits, and they drove out the life force of those cells. The cancer cell has a cancer spirit, which is its spiritual life to the cell. When you cast out the spirit of cancer, then the cell will die because the cell can no longer have any life to it, and it will die. And so as you do this, continually casting out the cancer spirits, each cancer cell that the spirits come out of will die. And as they keep dying, then that tumor or cancerous growth will shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink and dissolve until it's gone. And that's the way we've seen people be set free, praise the Lord. God wants you to understand, you've got to learn to cast out these spirits. And then take hold of healing, which is a promise, and release it. Remember here in this Luke chapter 13, first Jesus dealt with the spirit, then he laid his hands upon her and released healing. You see, the healing was necessary to restore the areas where the effects of what the spirit had done, the damage that had been accomplished in her life, where she was bowed over and couldn't lift up herself. So deliverance deals with the spirits to cast them out. Healing releases healing power to flow into the body to bring forth restoration. Now, if you're going to do this, you've got to know you have authority. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." You have authority over the power of the enemy, and you've got to use that authority delegated to you. And as you cast out these spirits, the kingdom of God comes nigh unto you. You're supposed to heal the sick and cast out the demons. That's the signs to follow the believers, as it says in Mark 16. And that's exactly what the 12 were to do: go preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out the devils, freely receive, freely give. And then the 70 were told to do the same thing, and they did it. And, of course, in the book of Acts, same thing. You and I are to go forth and heal the sick and cast out the devils and destroy the works of the enemy. Now, you've been given the name above every name, the name of Jesus. When you speak in the name of Jesus, that brings him personally present and active by the Spirit through the power of attorney of the name of Jesus being delegated to us, and he performs the healing. Remember, Jesus is the healer, and he accomplished this through his name. Acts 3, verse 16, it speaks of how the man that was lame from his mother's womb was at the gate beautiful, and this is where Peter and John came to him, and of course he was looking to receive something, expecting to receive money, and Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." He took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and his feet and ankle bones received strength. And that shows you the fact that the healing power of God goes into a person through the spoken word and also through the touch. And given the explanation of how this happened, it's in Acts 3:16. He said this: "His name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong." So it was the name, through faith in the name, not just the name alone. You must have faith in the name of Jesus. And the name, through faith in the name, is what brought forth the healing and restoration in this man's life. In Acts chapter 14, here's where Paul spoke, and he was declaring the gospel, and he perceived that one that was hearing the gospel had faith to be healed, in Acts 14, verse 9. And then in verse 10, he said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet," and he leaped and walked. Because he had faith, it was necessary for him to act upon it and to arise, and he did. He stood up, and the power of God brought forth the healing and restoration. You know, Matthew 9:29 says, "He touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you." According to your faith. Remember, he touched their eyes. So he was releasing power, but their faith had to receive that. "According to your faith, be it unto you." And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, "See that no man know it." So the power of God went in through their faith taking hold of it as Jesus was releasing it through touching their eyes. Now, faith is important if you're going to see healing power manifested, because God brings forth his healing through faith. You know, we see this time and time again in the Word of God, where they were healed through their faith. The blind men were healed through their faith, different cases. We see people that received the healing power of God and saw the restoration because of their faith. Remember the centurion. He wanted to see his servant be healed, and it was through faith. Two blind men in Matthew chapter 9. This is where he said, "Believe you I'm able to do this?" And they said, "Yes, Lord." And he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith be it unto you." Otherwise, their faith had to receive it. In Matthew 15:22, the woman from Cana had the devil and her daughter is vexed with the devil. Jesus cast out the spirit, and the daughter was made whole. In Mark chapter 5 and verse 25 and following, here's the woman had the issue of blood for 12 years. In fact, she suffered many things of many physicians, spent all she had. She didn't get anywhere trying to deal with it in the natural. In fact, she was nothing better, but even rather grew worse, as it says in Mark chapter 5, verse 26. Well, she heard about Jesus. She came and touched his garment, and in doing so, the healing power of God, virtue, which is power, went out of him into her. And it was her faith that took hold of it. In fact, he said this in verse 34, where he said, "Daughter, thy faith, your faith, hath made thee whole." Well, your faith will make you whole. We see the same thing with blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10 and verse 46 and following. Here's where he heard Jesus and he came to him looking for mercy. And he was calling out to him as the Son of David, realizing that he was the one who was fulfilling the Davidic covenant of the kingdom of God, bringing it into manifestation. And so this man, when Jesus called him, he cast away his garment. That was the garment that they had to wear when they were blind. Otherwise, I'm not going to be blind anymore. And he came to Jesus. And Jesus said, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" And the man said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And then in Mark 10:52, Jesus said, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." He didn't say Jesus' faith, no. He said, "Thy faith, your faith hath made thee whole." You see, your faith is going to take hold of the promises of God, regardless of what it is, and that includes healing. In fact, in Luke chapter 5, verse 17, where it talks about the one who had the palsy and was brought in by those born of four in through the tiles of the roof of this couch, and that's when Jesus said he saw their faith. I tell you, Jesus knows who has true faith and who does not. Of course, this man got healed. Praise the Lord. So healing is going to come forth through your faith. We see it also with the 10 lepers. 9 of them got cleansed. 1 of them came back. And, of course, the Lord said, "Were there not 10 cleansed, or where are the 9? And he found not returned to give glory to God except the stranger. And he said to him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." His faith received the wholeness from the effects of the leprosy. The other guys, they all got cleansed, but this one was made whole from its effects. We also see a blind man in Luke chapter 18. Same thing. He wanted to receive his sight. Jesus ministered to him, and his eyes were opened, and he was healed. So healing is going to be manifest through your faith. Now remember that you have the faith of Jesus Christ. In fact, Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith it's impossible to please him," because you do have faith. You have this general spirit of faith when you got born again. Galatians 2:20. "I was crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live yet, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God." How do you live by the faith of the Son of God? That's his faith. You got his faith when you got his spirit, when you are born again. You have a general spirit of faith. Now, specific faith in a particular area of the Word of God comes by hearing the Word. Romans 10:17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." As you hear the Word of God, then that brings faith into your heart. The Word is actually written in your heart, producing faith, and it's written in your mind, producing hope. And then, of course, as you act upon it, because you have to mix your faith with that which you've heard in order to see it profit you or be an advantage unto you, as it says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 1 and 2. You are going to speak forth with your mouth, which is going to release the healing power of God. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.